Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, so we are back on Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So health officials in several countries are investigating this mysterious case of severe liver disease in children. And, we talked about the brain tumors out of that one New Jersey high school. But now we're dealing with also this kind of weird sort of cluster of cases in multiple countries of like a hepatitis and inflammation of the liver. And they're happening in multiple countries. Let me see if I could get the breakdown of which countries have which. But the UK has been investigating at least 74 cases. They came down with hepatitis, and not necessarily hepatitis A or B or C, the viral hepatitis, but more so just inflammation of the liver. Three similar cases have been found in Spain, a few in Ireland. U.S. officials are also looking at similar cases. For now, we are being told that many of them are in Alabama. According to Fox News, they say all were in Alabama, but officials say they're looking to see if there are more elsewhere. According to NBC News, Dr. Wes Stubblefield, District Medical Officer for the Alabama Department of Public Health, said that all of the children were otherwise healthy before becoming ill and no obvious link. And the Alabama cases are first reported by Stat News. So this is interesting. And it's, when you have these cases in multiple countries, we can't just blame, well, they picked up hepatitis from a local fast food joint. And this increase in cases have been reported over the last month or two. So what has been going on? We're also expecting there to be more. How old are these kids? Well, in the U.S., the children range from ages 1 to 6 years old. Two of these kids required liver transplants. In Europe, the cases are in a similar age range. Some have been older, according to the World Health Organization. World Health Organization first became aware of the unusual illnesses early this month. They learned of 10 children in Scotland with liver problems. One got sick in January and 9 others in March. All became ill, were diagnosed with hepatitis once they were taken to the hospital. It's very easy to diagnose because what we do is we do a comprehensive panel of blood tests. And then when the liver enzymes look high, we know that obviously there's an issue with the liver. And then we could, look and see, is it hepatitis? Is it, we'll ultrasound the liver. Sometimes we'll do a scan. They think it might be related, though, not to the hepatitis viruses, but to an adenovirus called adenovirus type 41. That's the current leading theory. 5 of the 9 children in Alabama identified between October 2021 and February tested positive for adenovirus type 41. But adenoviruses are respiratory viruses that usually cause common colds. We don't generally see adenoviruses causing liver injury. I know many of you are thinking, well, it's probably COVID. It could be COVID. Could be. Trust me, they're looking at that. But that would have been probably one of the, one of the ones ruled out. And again, these are recent cases. So, could this be related to Omicron? But Dr. Stubblefield said this is unusual. This virus hasn't in the past been associated with this constellation of signs, symptoms, and injury. In the children in Alabama, symptoms have included diarrhea, nausea, vomiting. Some develop jaundice where the skin turns yellow, the eyes turn yellow, and the blood test showed signs of elevated liver enzymes. As we had told you, these elevated liver enzymes, when the cells die, or the cells get injured, they leak out their contents. So in the blood, we see all these extra liver enzymes. And we're like, what the heck is going on to the liver? The CDC is now working with the Alabama Department of Health to investigate the cases and is reaching out to other state health departments to also see if other cases exist. So adenoviruses may be the cause for these, but investigators are still learning more, including ruling out the more common causes of hepatitis. Dr. Amy Feldman, according to NBC News, is a pediatric liver transplant medical director at Children's Hospital Colorado and said she doesn't want parents overly concerned. You know, this is a small cluster of cases. She said her own daughter had vomiting and diarrhea this week, and her going into liver failure was the last thing on her mind, she said. That's just not something that I would want parents to have a moment of lost sleep about. She has not taken care of any of the cases in Alabama. So, I mean, here's where I kind of agree with her and disagree with her. Okay, we don't want parents freaking out. So I agree with her on that. But where I disagree is how we're speaking to parents. Well, we don't want you to freak out. Now, we want people, the reason why I'm bringing this up is we want people to be aware. I can't tell you how many times parents have called in saying, my kid is throwing up, they have diarrhea, they have abdominal pain, give them something over the phone. And I'm like, you might want to get them checked out. They'll do some blood work, they'll check the liver, they'll check this. You know, the biggest problem I have with people using telemedicine, and I love performing telemedicine, I love that we have telemedicine, you know, as a resource for people, but they think because we could do medicine over the phone, there's nothing serious happening to the child. All of a sudden, we can magically take care of things over the phone. And when I'm like, I'm a little worried about your child's fever, I'm a little worried about their liver, I'm worried they might have appendicitis, like, well, why can't you do something? You know, somebody had passed out and had a horrible headache, and I'm like, you know, maybe it was a bleed, maybe it was a mini stroke, maybe it was a seizure. Go get seen. No, why can't you treat this over the phone? So, you know, I think we do need to educate parents going, look, there's something very odd, very rare. If your child's vomiting is not getting better, if their diarrhea is not getting better, if they're turning yellow, if they're having abdominal pain, if they're acting weak or dizzy, and they're just not acting like having a small stomach bug, for the love of the Lord, bring them in and let them get seen. You know, we have some weird bugs out there these days.
1-877-DOC-TELLY.
Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So I was watching Prince Harry in the Invictus Games. And he's got a neck mass. Have you guys seen the pictures? He was there with Meghan Markle, his wife. And I think they went to visit the royals, and I don't really follow too much about what goes on there. But, man, I didn't realize Prince Harry had a neck mass. And boy, did it stick out on TV. So if any of you know Prince Harry, you could get a hold of him. Tell him he's got a neck mass. And you see it very prominently on the left. But you could also see it on the right. It could just be a goiter where his thyroid is enlarged. But, man, it's pretty irregularly shaped. Excuse me. So I think he's got to get that checked out. Hopefully it's nothing. And, you know, but multiple pictures kind of show it, so I get a little nervous. I know I shouldn't be a thyroid stalker, but I am.
I don't mean to stalk people's thyroids. It's just I'm watching something on TV, and then all of a sudden I'm like, well, Candace Owens, I had noticed also. I'm just watching her in an interview on Fox News, and I'm like, man, her neck looks odd. And it looked like she has a right-sided thyroid. Tammy Bruce looks a little bit like her thyroid could be a little enlarged. Beyonce, she looks like her thyroid could be a little enlarged. Amy Schumer, Drew Barrymore for years I thought had an enlarged thyroid. I can't necessarily get a hold of these people because, you know, these people don't really usually, celebrities don't really talk to radio hosts. But, you know, I definitely noticed it, and it's kind of concerning. And so, anyway, for those of you who know Prince Harry or Prince Harry's listening, please get your thyroid checked out. Now, many of us suffer from insomnia. We don't want to think we do because we take medications. We'll take melatonin or Tylenol PM or, you know, Unisom, or we'll take something over the counter, or we'll get a prescription, and we're like, well, I don't have any issues. I got it covered. But you do. If you're taking a sleeping pill more than a few times a month, you have issues with insomnia. Jennifer Aniston has spoken out about her insomnia. She says she's been struggling with sleep issues for years. In an interview with People magazine, Jennifer Aniston from Friends admits to actually having overcome her sleepwalking habit, but she still faces insomnia and sleep anxiety. She states, I think it started somewhere in my 30s or even earlier, but you just don't start to notice the effects of lack of sleep when we're younger because we're so invincible. It began as something that I would just accept, and then all of a sudden you realize the effects of your lack of sleep and how it affects your day, your work, your mind function, and your physique. Now, she believes she overcame her sleepwalking, but she has had to seek help for her insomnia. She states, it used to be the last thing on the list, but you can't really abide by the three pillars of health, which are diet, exercise, and sleep, if you can't really exercise and you can't really eat right if you haven't slept well. Because your body clock is so completely thrown off, she says. Aniston is 53 years old, and it looks like she struggles, as millions of Americans do. She has joined the campaign called Seize the Night and Day that helps raise awareness and provide support for insomnia. So what causes insomnia? So there's a lot of things. Medications, caffeine, alcohol, stress, anxiety, depression, menopause, thyroid disorder, chronic pain. If you're in pain, you're not going to sleep. If you have to pee, if you have bladder issues, you're going to get up and have to pee. And then once you're up, you're up. So sometimes there could be something medically going on. Neck, back arthritis, you might be going numb in your arm or leg, so you wake up to that. Meanwhile, you could sleep fine, you know, in terms of the sleep mechanism, but your body's like, no, you're going numb. Diabetes could mess with your sleep, asthma, COPD. Esophageal reflux is a biggie, where acid comes up from the stomach, goes up into the esophagus, gets into the lungs, you start to cough. Now, reflux is an issue, which is why we don't want you to eat a big, heavy meal before you go to bed. Diarrhea will obviously get you out of bed, neurological conditions, sleep apnea. If you're cutting off your air supply in your sleep, then your body's going to wake you up. Your body's not going to want you to fall asleep. So sleep apnea is huge. And then my problem in terms of sleep apnea is my animals. I have cats, my dog, and they bug my butt in my sleep. You know, my dog doesn't want to go to bed when we go to bed, but at 4 in the morning she wants to be lifted up onto the bed. Even though we built her a little staircase and all that, no. She lets mommy know that she's here and she wants to go to bed, so she literally wakes me up. Then I have another cat who wants lovey-dovey. She wants her ears rubbed and her neck rubbed and her chin rubbed, and she likes to lick my fingers of the salt, don't ask. And she decides every night at one point to wake me up. And all of a sudden, I'll hear, and I'm like, what's that? And she'll just sit there and keep patting the bed. And then if I try to pretend to be asleep, she gets louder. And then she'd be like, and then I'm like, Saji? And I'm like, oh my gosh. So then I have to lift her up, and then she sits there and she sleeps next to us, but every 5 minutes she wants to be, I mean, you can't get a good night's sleep. It's ridiculous. It's impossible. So what do we do? Well, get rid of the pets out of your room. Get them out of the room. Temperature's a biggie. I live in a very hot environment. In Las Vegas, the bed is hot, so we'll cool down the temperature of the room. Noise, you got to stop the noise. Kids make noise, background noise from traffic, things like that. I recommend lowering the room temperature to an average of 65 degrees Fahrenheit. Shut off artificial lights a couple hours before going to bed. Try to use candles or, you know, look at the stars. Avoiding alcohol is huge. With dinner, try to include foods rich in tryptophan, like fish, nuts, tofu, turkey, eggs, seeds. A warm bath helps. I like to take a hot shower before I go to bed. Cognitive and behavioral therapy can help. Doctors could order that for you. Aromatherapy, like lavender, seems to help. Blackout curtains are fantastic because it keeps out the light. So for those of you who live in areas where it starts to get light pretty early for you and then you wake up, blackout curtains could help with that. You got to exercise every day. If you exercise every day, you sleep better. Sometimes low-volume music like classical, blues, jazz might help you sleep for some people. Careful having the TV on in the background. I know some of you guys want the TV. But the big thing is if you have medical conditions, those have to be addressed. Now, one study from the University of Sheffield looked at music, and they found music such as Perfect from Ed Sheeran to be the most helpful sleep aid. I don't know if that's I Had a Love for Me. I don't know if that's Perfect. It could be. Anyway, so sometimes people just like the beat and the, yeah. So looking at 651 respondents, study authors found 62% used music to lull themselves to sleep. Using classical like Mozart and Chopin, pop music like Ed Sheeran or Coldplay, and then Brian Eno, rock or ambient techno. So for those of you guys, if there's a certain music, certain playlist that works, great. So I do think music affects the brain. Maybe it stimulates the parasympathetic nervous system, allowing relaxation, slower breathing, slower heart rate, digestion. My problem is music will bring up memories. So if I got blown off by somebody, if I got, you know, dumped, and that song was a song that was playing when we were on a date, then I'll be like, oh, man, I got dumped. You know, you got to be really, really careful with some of your backstories to these. But a study back in 2017 performed by neuroradiologist Dr. Jonathan Burdett found any music that appeals to an individual will better connect a default mode network in the brain seen on functional MRI. Another study from the University of Helsinki found music to also affect the receptors of dopamine, a neurotransmitter. Another one thinks that music distracts you from thinking about your day, reducing stress hormones, epinephrine, that kind of thing. What we don't want you to do is hit the pills. A lot of you are on benzodiazepines, sleeping pills. Yeah, there has been a huge number. And melatonin especially. And I think a lot of it was the pandemic. You know, many of us, when we go to sleep, we have a happy place. We're like, you know what, I'm going to think of Hawaii. I'm going to think of the beach. I'll think of one day making money and going off on a jet. And the COVID changed all that. So a lot of people didn't have their happy place. And I think that really messed with people. A lot of them, they drank. People were drinking during the day. They were laying out on the grass, having some wine, and I'm like, dude, it's 9:30 in the morning. I was working, but they weren't. Their places of work were closed. So, you know, so melatonin is a hormone released by the brain's pineal gland. It's in response to darkness. It helps regulate our sleep-wake cycle. And a lot of people have been taking melatonin. Okay, well, yeah, it might help, but you can't take that long term. You got to be careful because the melatonin gummies taste good, but the gummies could cause reflux also. 1-877, Dr. Ali.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Parts of Ukraine are being pounded by another wave of Russian missile attacks. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby saying Russia may be going after military or military-related targets. He says Ukrainians are still defending the key port city of Mariupol despite a fierce ongoing Russian attack. A late-season nor'easter is forecasted to dump up to a foot of snow across the northeast on Monday. Winter weather advisories and warnings stretch from parts of West Virginia to southern Vermont. A pair of Kenyan victories in Boston today. Evan Chebet made a late breakaway to win the 126th running of the Boston Marathon in an unofficial time of 2 hours, 6 minutes, and 51 seconds. A short time later, his countrywoman, Piers Jepchirchir, came out on top on the women's side. This is USA Radio News. Human traffickers are seeking new and creative ways to smuggle people into the United States. From the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau, Lance Pry explains.
The newest tool for human traffickers to get their people into the United States is American teenagers. The Open Border Policy and social media's recruitment platform, Border Patrol Officer Rivera on One America News explains.
Predominantly Mexican juveniles as foot guides or as coyotes. Recently, about, you know, fiscal year 21 and on, we've seen an increase of our encounters when it comes to drivers, U.S. citizen teenage drivers.
New York Governor Kathy Hochul says she has no plans to shut down the state, even though the number of COVID cases continues to rise. The governor saying she's going to focus on protecting both New Yorkers and the economy. This is USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALY, 1-877-DOCDALY. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right. So many of you guys know I live in Las Vegas, Nevada. And one company I worked for years ago was Sierra Health and Life. Sierra Health and Life, fascinatingly, has been one of the major insurance companies in Southern Nevada. And in Las Vegas, you can't not know them. They've got big, beautiful buildings. You see many of their patients. And doctors have had a love-hate relationship with them. Sierra Health has had kind of this relationship with us where, you know, many of us, sometimes we feel we're underpaid. But then on the flip side, we have so many patients that we see from them that you just work with them. And they hire a lot of doctors.
I just, you know, we just kind of learned to do work together and live with them. And so, interestingly, they've hit the national news. And it's because they got sued from a family who needed a certain treatment, were denied, and then sadly had to get an alternative treatment that ended up causing side effects. So, according to the Las Vegas Review-Journal, the Sierra Health and Life Company, all right, had denied health insurance coverage for a specific type of lung cancer treatment. He later died. The family has won a $200 million civil verdict against the health insurance provider, according to court records, because William George Bill Askew sued them back in 2019. A jury trial led to an initial $40 million verdict a week ago, along with another $160 million in punitive damages against Sierra Health. The district judge was Nadia Kroll. Now, Sierra Health has been taken over by United Healthcare Company, and United Healthcare is huge. United Healthcare is national. And so United has taken over Sierra, and I didn't notice much of a change. I have a good relationship with United, a good relationship with Sierra, but patients have had issues and for years. And United Healthcare spokeswoman Maria Gordon Scheidlow said, "We are disappointed by the jury's verdict. The verdict and damages awarded do not reflect the facts of the case or the laws that apply here." So basically where this all started is Bill was diagnosed with lung cancer. This was about 2015. He traveled to Texas for medical treatment, where it was recommended he undergo proton beam therapy, according to a lawsuit. The coverage for that specific type of treatment was denied by Sierra Health. The complaint said without the proton beam therapy, he ended up dying March 12, 2017. Attorneys Matthew Sharp of Reno and Doug Terry filed the lawsuit. They said Sierra Health had a hidden policy and procedure to automatically deny any claim for proton beam therapy. They denied the claim without investigation, without consideration of the insurance contract, and in knowing disregard of Nevada law. So he ends up, I guess, getting an alternative treatment that I believe hurt his esophagus. He couldn't eat, and they ended up, I think the family's insurance provider announced it was stopping offering private health insurance. So they had to then end up flipping and finding a new health insurance. So the patient underwent alternative radiation therapy called intensive modulated radiation therapy. It caused damage to his esophagus. For the next year and last year of his life, he suffered greatly. They said he couldn't eat, drink, immense pain. And the wife, Sandy, had inquired with Sierra Health about her new insurance policy prior to signing an agreement, adding that the insurer knew she was looking at proton therapy if her husband was a candidate. So the family sued Sierra Health, won $40 million, and then another $160 in punitive damages. Sadly, Bill has died from the lung cancer and other reasons unrelated to the treatment. So this is something that keeps getting asked and keeps getting brought up. And the reason why is we have some fantastic treatments for cancer. We have some fantastic medical treatments out there. And they're expensive. And many of these insurance companies don't want to pay for that. They don't want to pay for the expensive medication and or the expensive treatment unless you've tried the cheaper ones. How many of you have tried to get like a brand name, blood pressure medication or cholesterol medication or thyroid medication? You have to almost prove that you failed in all the generics, and you need doctors to say that. So another issue that insurance has is going out of state. You going out of state to Texas or California when you're in Nevada puts you at risk for the insurance not paying. So this lawsuit is definitely going to change a precedence of, look, if an insurance company has that they will cover cancer treatment and that there is a grievance process that they have to follow where if they, or an appeal process in case they don't cover certain treatments for the cancer, they need to then, offer it or cover it, that then now will hopefully set a precedence that they're going to have to cover it. The problem is these things are expensive. And so if an insurance company ends up getting sued for not covering a very fancy treatment,
then they are going to be charging even more than they're charging in order to cover those treatments. One of the reasons why we had the whole fiasco during the Affordable Care Act with these insurance companies making deductibles multi-thousands of dollars, not paying claims, saying the patients have to pay, we won't kick in until $12,000 or whatever, is because, you know, we as a human population, we want more. You know, we want the vascular surgery when we have, you know, diabetic peripheral vascular disease. We want to be able to walk again if we're paralyzed. I don't blame us. I mean, we want to be able to fight cancer. We want to use what's out there. And if there's a treatment out there, even if it's experimental, we want access to it. That's why ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine were so popular. People were scared of COVID. There's medication out there. Some people were saying it worked. People wanted it. All right? People do their research. But insurance companies, they realize that we have a very aging, unhealthy population. We have a lot of people with obesity, a lot of people with high blood pressure, a lot of people with high cholesterol. And so these cardiac treatments and these surgeries and these bariatric surgeries, and I mean, there's so many things that people want. Transitioning, gender transitioning, it's expensive. So then who ends up paying for it? Does the insurance company end up paying for it? No, we do. Their rates go up. So if they said they would cover proton therapy and they didn't, and the patient ends up, then that's false advertising, and it's understandable why they got sued. And I'm not saying this, though, in defense of insurance companies, but if an insurance company is able to get sued for not covering something, even if they say, look, we don't cover this, and if they do get pushed to having to cover these expensive surgeries, we start to run into a problem where we only have X amount of funds. And I'm not saying these insurance companies, you know, play them a violin, but we have so many people with cancer. I mean, if I had cancer, I want the best of the best therapy. If my family had cancer, if my patient had cancer, I want everyone to survive. But there's only so much money. As we have people coming up from the border, they're going to want the best medical treatment, too. That's one of the reasons why they're coming to America. So we have to do a couple things. Either one is we have to either subsidize these treatments, or two, we got to make these treatments cheaper. We have to make these cancer treatments cheaper. You know, that new hepatitis medication that costs thousands of dollars a month, we're going to have to figure out how to make that cheaper. Yeah, and mind you, the development of these, the R&D, the work that goes into making these medications and making these drugs and taking that risk, it's a lot of money. So it's kind of fascinating. It's a shame that the patient died that never got to see the result of the lawsuit. You know, but families have been struggling with insurance companies covering things that I wonder if just eventually insurance companies are going to go away, because if they're not covering it anyway, patients might, you know, be able to get, you know, be able to negotiate better just directly with the doctor in hospital. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLIE.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ivarua, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. ExtendoVite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in ExtendoVite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on ExtendoVite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get ExtendoVite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard, and when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we have a little breaking news. U.S. District Judge Catherine Kimball Mizell has struck down the CDC's mask mandate for airplanes and other public transport. Federal judge argued in a 59-page ruling that the CDC overstepped its authority. As you know, the CDC did extend the mask mandate that was supposed to expire today. Now it's extended until May 3rd. Why? Because they want to study the Omicron subvariant. Now, plane carriers argue that they have effective air filters on modern aircrafts, and it makes transmission of the virus during flight highly unlikely. Also, I mean, you know, the virus spreads around the mask anyway. If somebody wants to wear a mask, they can. But to force it could really, really limit, you know, people's breathing. It limited mine. And mind you, I wear masks all the time with patients. But on a plane, I felt it, and it was difficult to breathe, that I had to pretend I was drinking something just so I could breathe. The partial pressure of oxygen drops, and if at all you have any sort of lung issue, you could sadly feel it. And, you know, I fly to New York. I flew to New York last year. I got to fly again this summer, and it's a long flight, and it was not easy. So U.S. District Court Catherine Kimball Mazel in Tampa, an appointee of former President Donald Trump, said the CDC improperly failed to justify its decision and did not follow proper rulemaking. So she suggests that the mandate causes people to be forcibly removed from their airplane seats, denied board at the bus steps, turned away at the train station doors. This is kind of an overreach. She said the only remedy was to vacate the rule entirely because it would be impossible to end it for the limited group of people who objected to it in the lawsuit. The judge said a limited remedy would be no remedy at all, and that the courts would have full authority to make decisions such as this, even if the goals of the CDC in fighting the virus are laudable. She says because our system does not permit agencies to act unlawfully, even in pursuit of desirable ends, the court declares unlawful and vacates the mask mandate. So will this apply to all airports and train stations across the country? The Justice Department might not. They might file an appeal. You know, it is a... this is something that... I don't understand why all judges don't see the, you know, lack of constitutionality of these things. I don't understand why, you know, it has to take a Trump employee to find it versus a Democrat-appointed judge would be like, oh, no, it could stand. The mandate can stand. All of these can stand. You know, we have... My problem with this is the two-year-olds. You see these two-year-olds, and the family are getting kicked off flights. One was, I think, traveling for medical care. And they got kicked off the flight because the kid wouldn't wear a mask. And I get there's people that are going, well, I don't want COVID, and the kids could spread COVID. If you are that worried about an infectious disease, don't go on a plane. I mean, you will get sick when you travel. That's why Christmas time is probably one of the deadliest times to travel, not so much because of plane crashes, thank God, but because people are sick. You're standing next to them, you're in line, they're in the bathroom, they're eating on the plane, they're talking, they're coughing through their mask. You're going to, whether they wear a mask or not, you are still at risk. If you don't want to be at risk, you could avoid others. You could double up with your mask. You could vaccinate. But to force everybody to cover their breathing apparatuses is not making that much sense, especially when the partial pressure of oxygen drops in planes. Some of you don't notice it at all. Some of you do. Some people have to travel with oxygen. It's not very easy. So, carriers do have effective air filters. You know, can it really, you know, clear out COVID? I think their air filters are fantastic. I mean, the technology is fantastic, but when you're sitting next to somebody, you could get sick. But you could get sick from not only COVID, but from tuberculosis. You could get MRSA if they touch you. You could get, you know, a whole bunch of things, flu. There's other colds. So, you know, trying to think that a mask is mandating the mask is going to stop the pandemic, as you could see, it didn't. People wore masks. People still got sick. In China, they've been wearing masks the whole time. They still had to undergo lockdown. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Shawnee State, Ohio University, has agreed to a $400,000 settlement with Professor Nick Merriweather after a court determined that the school violated his First Amendment rights. Now, what happened here was Professor Merriweather is a devout Christian and philosophy professor. He sued the school because they punished him for refusing to use a transgender student's preferred pronouns. So, he has been there for 25 years, and he sued them for violating his First Amendment rights. Shawnee State and Merriweather reached a settlement on Friday after unanimous ruling by the 6th U.S. Court of Appeals on March 2021 found that the school had violated Merriweather's right to free speech and free exercise of religion. I guess after class, the student who was born a male but identifies as a female asked that Meriwether referred to them as a woman and with female pronouns. Meriwether said he could not comply with the student's wishes because they violated his religious beliefs that gender is determined from the moment of conception. Court documents say that the student became belligerent when Meriwether refused to comply, told him he would be fired, and said, "I guess that means I can call you a blank." The student filed a complaint with the school, and Meriwether was told by Dean Roberta Milliken to refrain from using gender pronouns at all in his class. Meriwether said this was next to impossible and offered to refer to the transgender student by their last name only, which Milliken accepted.
It is unheard of. I mean, we have people dying in Ukraine, and this is what we're dealing with right now in schools. I mean, our education is lacking, and this is what we're dealing with. We're dealing with how do we call people, you know, by what pronoun do we... It just blows my mind that
this is where all this attention and money is coming to. So with me, I would learn all my students' names, and I would call on them. Sometimes I mix it up, you know, but for the most part, I would call on their name. Whether they were cis, trans, if they wanted to be called Bob or Bill or Jen or Jamie, I would just, and then I'd say, can you give it to Jamie? Can you give it to Bob? So I never really had a pronoun issue in teaching. And I know the pronouns are really, 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 you know, recent now. I only had to once ask if I had to address pronouns because somebody needed a letter of recommendation. And I'm like, you know, what pronouns do you use? And they were like, it's okay, you can use she, her pronouns. So that was probably and I asked what they wanted. But for the most part, I learn my students' names. I call them by the name they want to be named, and then that's it. It doesn't seem to be at all controversial. I don't like, you know, calling a person he, she, they. You know, I like making it personal, so I will call them by their first name. Judy, you know, Joe. But it is starting to really test our First Amendment rights when somebody gets fired for not, you know, for going against their religious beliefs. And it shouldn't be like that. It shouldn't be, you know, people come from a whole variety of different backgrounds, a whole variety. I mean, we've had people get fired for their political views. And it's frustrating because schools are trying to balance between Title IX and being discriminatory and looking racist to being diversified. But then on the flip side, sometimes when they try to do that, they end up, you know, like Title IX. If if a child does not want to see somebody's penis in the bathroom, that's a Title IX violation. But if that bathroom has both genders because of, you know, transgender diversity, what is the school supposed to do? 1-877-DOC-FELLY.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.